Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In the Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and this week on the podcast, we have Craig Conover from Southern Charm. I was talking to Craig this time for his partnership with Rum Haven, which collaborated with Sewing Down South, his company. So we kicked off the interview with, you know, some business talk and some talk about the collaboration and all of that. But then we got into a lot of Southern Charm stuff, which is obviously Southern Charm is in the throes of season 8 right now. There's a lot going on in the show. I'm enjoying it. I know people feel some type of way about this season. I think it's a pretty good season so far. I'm entertained. I know that there's some growing pains there for sure, but I think they're going to find a path forward for Southern Charm. But yeah, we talked about him and Paige and kind of the heightened scrutiny that they're subject to because they're on multiple shows now, what it's like filming all these shows kind of concurrently, and then, you know, what he thought about Naomi's appearance on Watch What Happens Live last week, which I thought was great, honestly, and I thought that she was really classy and kind of played down any speculation. So he talked about sort of where they are on the show and then also now his friendship with Austin and what it's like watching him get so triggered by Madison's just presence on the show. And then also we talked about other things, but I think the thing that I was most curious about, honestly, is this comment that he made to Austin on his trip with Shep this season that's kind of been living at the top of my head because I don't really know what he was alluding to. So you can kind of fill in the blanks, but he said there's sort of more to the story with Shep and Taylor. And I asked Livia about that last week because she's good friends with Taylor, and she didn't know what he was talking about. And so I asked him about it in this interview, and what he said made sense to me, and it kind of provided a little bit more context for what he was alluding to. He didn't get too specific, but again, he explained sort of why he was so cryptic in that. But anyway, you know, I really do love interviewing Craig. I think that he is really thoughtful in his answers. Most of his words come out with intent, and he thinks about what he's going to say, but he's also forthcoming. He's also pretty honest, and I think that he just makes for a great interview. So anyway, keep listening for my interview with Craig Conover. Tune in to Southern Charm on Thursdays on Bravo. Check out the Sewing Down South and Rum Haven collaboration. And please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you hear your podcasts. All right, so we're here with Craig Conover from Southern Charm, and we're talking today because of your partnership with Rum Haven. It must be cool to be able to, when you're in season like this, when the show is airing, to really be able to capitalize on that added exposure that you get during these 3 or 4 months. Is that what you feel like you're able to do these days now that you're so deep into the show's run?
I mean, I get where that comes from, and that's a fair take, but really I'm really working on being in a better place in my life. Like, I started working out again in April. I'm down 20 pounds, which unfortunately was after we filmed Winter House. So it will be a good
reminder.
We'll
see you on Summer House.
Yeah. It was a little reverse healthier on that one. But, you know, since April, I've really just kind of kicked into gear. You know, you've seen that we had our Home Goods thing happen, which is incredible. Yeah. And basically, when I met Rum Haven's team, there was just a synergy that made sense. You know, we, especially in the last few years, have done, you know, one of my primary goals was to make products and make your home feel like you're on vacation, you know, build this little haven at your home. And that's exactly what Rum Haven's doing. The coconut aspect of the rum really transports me right back to the island. So it's kind of fun and they go together well. So we developed the coconut collection from Rum Haven by Sewing Down South. We've got a coconut scented candle. We've got a throw pillow and we've got a coaster collection, and it's all this limited edition coconut print because there's coconut water in this rum. So it kind of just all worked together, and, you know, sharing. You know, we're going to have a big party at the store, and, you know, anytime I get to interact with everyone and sharing this journey with, especially the people that rooted for me and felt like the craziest people in the room for a while, now I get to share this with, you know?
Yeah. It's like a victory lap of sorts. And that was sort of my next question, was like, Sewing Down South clearly is so successful. Like, you have the store, you've had all these events all over the country. You have events in the store, and I see it everywhere. I'm sure the online business is really solid and booming. Can you give me some sort of concept of like how successful it is right now? Like, has it surpassed your expectations? Like, not like a monetary way, just right. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to grasp, but I know it is.
I feel, because I was thinking about this because we have the reunion coming up.
Yeah.
You know, our favorite day of the year.
Especially you guys.
Yeah. And I was like, honestly, it's gotten so big and so successful that it wouldn't be right to talk about it, if that makes sense. Like, it's so good right now that it just, it wouldn't, I have to find a nice way to talk about it, but that's how well it's going. I mean, we have, you know, partnerships with, you know, incredible brands like Rumhaven. And then, you know, we're in Home Goods across the country, which the first launch, you know, sold out in 3 days, which it's getting to the point where we need to figure out how to produce pillows right. on such a higher level than I imagined we'd be at, you know, 3 years into the company. So, you know, we, you know, our factory in Beaufort, South Carolina, I think the next move is we're going to purchase that outright because wow. we're getting into bedding, we're getting into sleeping pillows, like the brand is just building. So, you know, of course I always give credit to my two partners, you know, Amanda Latifi and Jerry Castellano. It's a fun family business because, you know, they're sister and brother-in-law. I'm basically family. And it's scary, you know, it scares one of my partners, you know, Amanda's like, should we like get out? Like, she's like, you know, this is, she's just always started companies and sold them. And I think this is right. the first time that she's like, we could have this for the rest of our lives, you know?
So. Yeah. It's like, it's the, and I feel like all those problems you just mentioned are good problems to have. It's just about, it's, they're more like practical things. You know what I mean? Like you have the exposure, you have like the marketing's all built in. It's all just about, I mean, that's just, it's just been amazing to watch it grow. And I feel like, again, like, and it was alluded to on this season, which is like, not everyone took you seriously when you first started sharing your sewing. And it's like, I mean, it's, they have to be, you have to be laughing at that now. It's like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, you can't do it for this reason, but it's definitely a fun middle finger to, you know, a lot of people. And you'll see that that's one of the big, you know, I know we'll talk about it in a second, but one of the big arguments that happens, you know, this next episode, and hopefully it showed what happened, but you know, Shep tries to take credit for my success. And I'm just like, you're nuts. You know, and so you'll get to see that play out. And you know, yeah. I get a little explosive because it's been an interesting study in kind of psychology to watch the people around me throughout the last few years.
It's interesting they're taking any sort of credit for that, but it's like, you know, as a viewer, as somebody who's talked to you guys, like I watch it, I see what you've built, and you've had the same amount of your platform was the same, is the same as so many other people's. And it's not a comparison thing at all, but it's just like, that just shows how much effort and time you've put into building this, that maybe not everyone else has put into building whatever they want to build. Like you have really put in that manpower and that effort, and it's paying off.
Well, thank you. And it's organic. And I think that's why it works because, you know, yeah. Look, I was pretty down on myself, you know, before Sewing Down South, because I was like, how am I wasting this like amazing platform, mm-hmm. you know? And that's just a true statement. It is an amazing platform. And it fortunately, you know, the sewing started as a coping mechanism, you know, to get through my breakup. And I found that like past love of sewing, and it really organically grew. Looking back, maybe it, you know, it sucked having some of those darker times televised, but you know, the story is what makes Sewing Down South what it is today. So it's, you know, it's, I think I'm in a place now where I don't mind that the last, you know, 8 years, 9 years have been filmed, but it's definitely been a weird road.
Yeah. And you're also at a point now, Craig, where like you've never filmed more. You must feel like you're either filming or having something air all year right now. I mean, that's essentially what's happening for you. What has it been like sort of ratcheting up those hours of filming and being on three different shows right now, you know, obviously appearing on Summer House, not full-time cast or anything, but like that still requires a lot of your time. What's it been like for you to kind of amp that up, and what's its effect been on you in terms of like your relationship with viewers or just like your experience with this whole reality TV thing in general?
Yeah. I asked my mom, I was like, what did I used to do when I only had one show to film? She's like, get in trouble. And I was like,
hey, oh, okay, fair.
But look, it, you know, one day it'll be fun to, or interesting to sit down with someone and really talk about kind of the mental health side of this and all of that. But yeah. I mean, it's been a lot tougher because I, you know, there's an aspect of filming that I really enjoy. I love seeing the crew members. Like you get to see all the guys, your sound guys, camera guys, guys and girls, like it's in the producer, like it's fun. Well, the producers, you know, they can be they can be a thorn in your side, but it's a really fun family to be a part of. And then to do Winter House this year with my girlfriend, like to do it with Paige while we were dating, was really enjoyable. Now,
good,
you know, working with, you know, different companies, you know, different stuff's gonna air. You know, I wasn't used to 24-hour surveillance, and you saw that get me in trouble last year, but you kind of grow from it and learn. And, you know, I did recently go to the Hamptons again, and it was a blast. You know, it was really fun. And I feel like I'm just comfortable in it. Now, obviously, when stuff airs, it's a challenge, but dating someone in TV has made that, you know, exponentially better. You know, there's still challenges, but yeah, I've enjoyed it. And it almost feels like, God, you know, people with their, you know, God knows what headline will be made out of this, not by you, but like, you know, I wouldn't mind one day showing more, because there is more of our lives than, you know, what you get to see, you know, especially you get to see Sewing Down South now in Southern Charm. And I think that's great. And like, our team's mm-hmm. awesome. And yeah, I just think I've always kind of been on the side that the more you get to know me, the better. Obviously, some of those dark moments are going to be, a lot more of them are going to come out than if they, you know, if I wasn't on these many shows. But you know, I do enjoy it at the end of the day.
You take what you can get. Yeah. And I also, I mean, it's interesting that you say that. It's obviously having a partner in this who understands this, it helps that and alleviates some of that. But I also feel like, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it almost feels like you and Paige do get more scrutiny now that you are a couple. Like, yeah. I mean, just from paying attention to some of the conversations that happen on social media, like it seems like there are more people that want to find fault in you and like as a couple, just because that's just sort of the nature of like having two people get together, I feel like. And I'm curious if you feel that as well.
Yeah, I kind of chalk it up to human nature. You know, you kind of reach this point where, you know, when you're struggling and, you know, you're on your way up, you know, you have everyone rooting for you, or a lot of people. And then you get to these certain levels where certain people break off, you know, certain people turn, you know, maybe there's an envy side to it, or jealousy, or, mm-hmm. you know, holding a mirror up to themselves, you know, whatever it may be. My past with bullying is what allows me to deal with this. You know, I was bullied so horrifically growing up that I had to self-validate in high school. And, you know, being on TV, I'm like, you can't even begin to touch me for what I've already like been through. Now, having a partner, I'm such a protector. And you kind of saw that with the Madison feud, is that, you know, I want to, it does leave you vulnerable, right? Having a girlfriend leaves you vulnerable because they can get to you through her. Fortunately, it's Paige and she knows how to hold her own. But yeah, I mean, at least the people in my life and the people that come to the store and the people that I meet on the streets, you know, and my friends and family are pumped for us.
You know, that's what really matters.
Yeah. And if you saturate yourself into too much of the negativity, then, you know, it can kind of poison your brain.
Right. Exactly. It gets,
but yeah, I mean, it is kind of, it's kind of sad to see a little bit, because you're just like, come on, guys. Like, you have two people that you've seen struggle and they have a really happy relationship. Obviously, we're on TV. There's got to be an entertainment value to it. But yeah, it's been interesting.
It just was, to me, a noticeable difference. And it's just like, you kind of have to, again, I'm glad that you guys aren't letting it affect you too much, because it's easier to just laugh, or it's better to just laugh that off. With Paige around kind of the Southern Charm crowd a lot for filming this season, who did you find that she got along with the best, or that she kind of connected with maybe more than you expected her to?
I mean, she loved Madison and Catherine. She just, she loved filming with them. She just thought they were fascinating. You know, I mean,
totally.
It's a different,
their characters.
Yeah. And the Southern Charm crew is vicious. I mean, they're like, you know, and so she would come to these events and just be like, holy crap. No wonder you and Austin are the way you guys are when we film with you on other stuff, because, you know, it's kind of the Wild West. And so there's something that happens at the finale that Paige is in the middle of two of them just going after other people. And she's just, you can tell she's kind of having the time of her life, and but also just staying like completely.
She's a viewer, but she's also on camera.
Yeah, right? She's basically like a viewer there. Yeah, like
right, totally.
And I'm glad to get to show a little bit more of our, you know, our day to day and our relationship. Yeah. You know, Summer House is great, but it's about partying. And I know we drink a ton on Southern Charm too, but it was nice to see a little bit of the day to day.
Yeah, like you guys sitting on that back porch and just hanging out. Like that does not happen on Summer House. That just, we don't like, there's too much else that needs to happen.
Different styles. And, you know, I enjoy both, but I'm glad we're getting to a point now where people can see a little bit more of us. And, you know, you also get to see a different side of us that you know, mm-hmm. you can't always show everything that happens on these shows. There's just not enough time in the segment. So
absolutely.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And when you think about, again, we talked about how much you've been filming for three shows, and the person that you've been doing that most with is Austin. And, you know, you guys have your podcast together. You do a lot together. And so there's a natural pairing. You've been friends for a long time. But like, I'm wondering if, again, from your perspective, being on these different shows, and there are different scenarios, but Austin really kind of has... A lot of people have kind of been hating on him for how he's been treating some of the girls, especially from Summer House. And it kind of was carried over to the different shows, I feel like. And I'm wondering if you feel like that you ever get grouped in with him in that capacity. Like, do you feel like you get criticized just for being associated with Austin sometimes? Or do you feel like you're able to separate that? I'm curious where you are mentally with that and your friendship with Austin.
So, you know, Austin deserved backlash last summer for, you know, kind of in the capacity of what had happened. Now, was right. that full story really ever explained? And no. And he also, because in his head, what he was doing wasn't wrong, even though people can't understand that. In his head, it wasn't. He had a really hard time with the fallout and trying to explain himself. He knows what he did was wrong, but, you know, and unfortunately, it seems like he can't catch a break. And yes, he can be very self-destructive and do dumb stuff, but we all can. You know, I hope people start to give him a little more of a chance, because at the end of the day, you should trust my judgment, you know, to an extent. You know, I wouldn't be going on tour with him. I could easily find another podcast partner.
But right. You're vouching for him as a person.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. I vouch for him as a person. Look, TV's not easy. And there's different approaches to filming, and not everyone can see it. And so, yes, in person, you know, people usually have a great time with Austin. We just did an appearance at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. We bartended for everyone, and it was a blast. But no, I mean, yeah, I haven't suffered because of
that.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I stick up for him a lot. You know, they like come, you know, recently, I think people are starting to view us as sitcom characters, because they'll come up and they'll be like, you know, we like you, but we don't like him. I almost shatter their minds, because I'm like, why would you say that to someone? You know, like, it happened this weekend. I was like, no, seriously, why did you think it was okay to come up and tell someone that you don't like them or call them evil? And they're like, well, it's just TV, you know, it's a show. And I was like, no, you just called him evil. And I was like, you know, we've had some interesting run-ins, but like I said, that's this crazy world one day maybe I'll write about in 10 years from now.
I think you should. And it's kind of wild as a viewer to watch this happen. And again, I know this happened a while ago, but watching Austin get like so triggered just by like Madison's mere presence this season, like even just walking into a party, it's tough. It's just tough. It's honestly like, I have no grasp for it, because that's how it seems. Like, she just shows up and he's like, he kind of melts down a little bit. What's it like as one of his best friends to watch that kind of stuff happen? And is it more nuanced than perhaps we're seeing on the show?
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's going to be some, it's going to be intensified from what you're seeing, but we've worked on it, you know, for a while. She's good. Look, and I say this in a nice way, Madison's good at what she does, and Madison really likes to mess with Austin, and she's really good at it. Yeah, I mean, that's something we're working on with him. I think he just wants her out of his life. Unfortunately,
you're on Charleston, a show together, though, you know?
It just doesn't happen. And
yeah,
no, I see it. I see it with y'all, and I've definitely talked to him, you know, I've been like,
I'm glad we're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it because he really doesn't, he doesn't want to care, and he doesn't necessarily care, but she's a formidable opponent, you know, like,
sure. Oh yeah. I mean, there's no arguing with that at all. Like she, like you said, she is a good, she's a good reality star. She really is. And she knows what it takes, what makes good TV. Again, another big thing for you this season has been the return of Naomi. And I think that it seems like where you guys are now is different from where you are on the, at least when you guys filmed, like watching her on Watch What Happens Live, it seems like she had a lot of like pretty classy responses. She was very supportive of your relationship, dismissed any idea of her wanting to get back with you or whatever. Did you watch that? Or what do you make of, obviously you guys are going to continue to be asked about it because it's such a big plot point this season, but are you guys in a better place with it? Are you still sort of like a little bit tender about it?
No. I mean, we're fine. Look, you're for, you know, it's kind of a pressure cooker of a, now look, we don't have a relationship, but we're civil. I think I didn't watch it, but I think, which I would have done the same thing if I was, you know, I think there's some stuff that comes up in the season, which is going to be a little embarrassing. But she was trying to, you know, she was doing what she thought she was supposed to kind of come back. And, I mean, we're civil, but you know, we don't talk or anything, and we haven't in a really long time, but Charleston's a small place. So obviously if you run into each other, you want to be okay. But I think what you'll see some explosive moments coming up in the next few weeks was, you know, traveling with your ex isn't normal, and it's just not. And that's kind of the take that I have on it, where I'm like, you were broken up for a reason, you know, like, and so there's just some, you know, it gets to a point, even when I heard her like talk or say my name, I would just be like, why the fuck are we here? Like, doesn't make any sense anymore because you guys are putting me in a situation. So yes, filming was a lot. I was actually really happy when, you know, her and Whitney started, because I just felt like it took the attention, you know, I was glad that she found someone.
There was another kind of player in this to kind of shield you from it. Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like I handled everything well, and I, you know, it's not my kind of personality to be mean. I wanted to be as nice as possible, but it just got to a point where I had to be like, look, this isn't okay. Like, we're not a thing anymore. You know, we were nice, you know, we're always going to be welcoming, but you know, we live two different lives now.
Mm-hmm. So I interviewed Olivia last week, and I asked her, cause she's really good friends with Taylor. And I asked her about the comment that you made to Austin on the boys trip that you guys had, about like there being more to the situation with Taylor and Shep. Can you elaborate on that at all? Cause she said she didn't know what you're alluding to, or was that just sort of, what did you mean by that?
Look, at the beginning of Shep and Taylor's relationship, like there was things that happened, right, that weren't necessarily filmed or ever aired. So when I made that comment, it wasn't about, you know, it wasn't necessarily about recent stuff or things that Taylor didn't know about. It was that the viewer didn't know about, you know, that they had worked through some stuff. I mean, you even heard me bring it up on the reunion last year, that there is infidelity in the like foundation of their relationship. And it's very, very, very difficult to ever heal that stuff, especially if it, like, you know, after they dealt with that stuff, then there was like the one on the reunion. So my point was just that there had been times that they had to have those tough discussions more than once, right? And so I was just saying, of course, like when you come on a trip with us, she's going to be worried, because it's happened even one time before is too many. So I think, you know, I was trying to drive a point home. I wasn't trying to like reveal anything. And if anything, I was just trying to think of a way that I could say it that would make sense to the viewer.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that's a good answer. And lastly, Craig, I mean, as someone who's been on the show since the beginning, I'm curious what you make of sort of where the show is now, like what the cast looks like, what the connections are like. How do you feel about the current state of Southern Charm. We have a lot of original people. We have a good amount of newbies. It's a pretty good mix, but I'm wondering what you think about it.
No, it's a great question. You know, and I think I can say this without getting in trouble. I think that shows are becoming increasingly more difficult to make. You know, the bar just gets set higher and higher, kind of the thirst of people watching. I think it's been hard for people to figure out what they want. I think that Charleston is an incredibly wild place with, you know, enough drama for 5 shows, let alone season 8. And I think it's hard to make those decisions on what to follow sometimes. I personally am pumped that they showed me in Shep and Austin's trip to Charlotte, because it showed us having fun and it showed us laughing. And I think if you let it, like, we're gonna fight, you know, like,
right. Yeah, you guys are.
Austin and I get both won most dramatic in high school. You know, Shep is Shep. Like, it's gonna happen. You know, I don't know what the answer is. I because now we have so many people to focus on, which is great. You know, like, I don't have a problem with it. I think if it was a 2-hour show, it might be even better, because then cuts wouldn't have to happen. You know, we need a little more time to really, you know, to show them. I think it's not that we don't have enough. I think it's that we have too much and it's just hard to kind of condense.
To balance it all. I agree with that. I think some of the new additions are really great. I think they're, again, like, I think Olivia is like bringing it, but you're right. Like, some of the solo scenes even are just like little 10 second flashbacks or whatever. And it's kind of whatever. But I think, again, I think that you guys are, you're bringing it, you're figuring out the path forward. And I think that you're going to find the right path forward for Southern Charm. I think there's so many people that still love this show, you know?
Well, and there's like so much more going on in a lot of the individual people's lives. Like, myself, like, have the whole Sewing Down South family now. And like, they're a whole cast of characters, you know,
totally.
Like, you know, Leva's got her businesses. Austin's got his like beer stuff. And so there's just a lot more. If they wanted to go deeper, there's some really funny people they could.
Where's the Craig's version of Vanderpump Rules? But where's that going to have with the Sewing Down South team? I mean, come on.
Someone said that today, actually. I think someone I ran into on the plane said
really?
That. Yeah. Look, we have the people. I think one day, I think when Paige and I start to settle down a little more, we'd love it. But I think the boys doing something together could be really fun too. We've been talking about that. So maybe there might be a trip that me and Austin and Shep are taking soon for a little while that we might just decide to film, but we'll see.
I will say, being at your and Austin's live podcast event in New York, like, what was that, in March or April or something?
Yeah.
The crowd energy in that room was next level. So like, there is a definite hunger for the boys of Southern Charm being together in some capacity.
I love you came to that. That was fun. We're gonna do that again starting, I think, in October or September.
Awesome. Love it. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. No, things are going well. And like I said, check out the Coconut Collection by Rum Haven, or from Rum Haven by Sewing Down South. We'll send you some stuff. I'll send you a box of stuff. It's really great. And it's just been fun meeting, you know, brands like Rum Haven that we have this synergy, and it's exciting. And now that we have the flagship store, we can really share it with everyone. So
I'm sure it's going to sell out. Like, it just, you guys are doing bonkers business. It's like incredible. And you should be proud of all this. You really should.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, just trying to stay balanced, because it gets, you get this anxiety that the wheels are going to fall off, but I think that's just kind of natural.
I think so too. Yeah, for sure. Well, Craig, thanks so much for being so generous with your time, and congrats on this collaboration. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the season.
Of course. Thanks, Gibson. It's nice seeing you.
All right. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks for tuning in to We Should Talk. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find out more about In the Know at inthenow.com. You can follow me, Gibson Johns, at Gibsonoma on Twitter and Instagram. And you can listen to all of our interviews, past and future, by searching We Should Talk wherever you get your podcasts. Hope to see you next time.